Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we are in November, and I am excited. We're, you know, another year is flying by. And of course, I'm excited to have Norman Thatcher as my sponsor and of course, co-host. Norman, how are you?
I'm good, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm excited to talk with you because there's a lot of, stress in the world and anger, and things are just a little bit different because of this, going through this pandemic, and also just really having some really new coping skills. So I'm excited to chat with you. And of course, you are the CEO of TNT Anger Management. And of course, give everybody your website and of course, how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. My website is www.tntams.com. And my phone number is area code 818-264-6255. And I'm going now with a little twist for easy remembrance. It's also animal L to put love back into your animal.
Oh, I like that. Okay. And so when you say animal L, is that how they dial it?
That's how they dial it.
Yes, exactly. Okay, perfect. Well, we're going to hear a little bit more about you and, of course, some coping skills. And I'm excited to chat with you. And, of course, really just coping with stress going into the holidays. And it actually could be good and bad, right? So we're going to find out a little bit more about that.
Yes, we will talk about some approaches and even if it's a defeating method, we'll discuss some interventions at a later time.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Well, I always like to start my show with something uplifting. And, in the world today, everybody's a little bit more stressed out. But just that one little pat on the shoulder saying, you know what, you're doing a great job, or thank you, especially when we truly mean it. Guess what? That just means so much to so many people. And what's your thought on that, Norman? I mean, just that. When people just say, God, thank you for being in this world, does that make a difference?
It does. And you're also, you're stealing one of my top interventions I was going to get to. But
oh, really?
Physical touch. With the pandemic, what we've really lost is that physical touch. Even with our own family, like, hey, social distancing, 6 feet away.
Right.
And one of the positive interventions is hugging somebody, hugging a family member, hugging your spouse.
Right.
If you have animals, you know, hug your dog. It's just, it just releases such a good feeling, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything. And
I love that. You know what? I am such a hugger, and that's like been kind of robbed from me, I feel like, you know? And so I love that. We got to figure out, even if it's just the touch on the shoulder and saying, you know what, you really mean a lot to me. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And of course, Norman, you're going to hang with us all the way through the show. So please interact with us. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in, waking up, starting your day in a positive way. You can listen to us here. You could stream us and you can also download our podcast. Also, if you are interested in finding out all more about the guests and how you could be a part of working with any of them, I would love you to do that. And, of course, that is on my email. And all you have to do is call up 805-419-0008 and leave us your name, your number, and your email. And we'll get that out every Friday that goes out. So, again, also follow us all the way through our social. We got lots of good stuff there. So I know many of you already are doing that. So thank you for that. I do want to introduce our next guest. And our first guest is Tossin King James. And Tosin, and I'm going to actually just call you James, he is a Renaissance man. I love that. And having been a dramatist, a screenplay writer, an experienced journalist, a talk show host, I'm going to have to talk to you about that. And today you are a teacher of practical spirituality and an author in your current book, Soul Fullness, a 21-day DIY program for spiritual healing. If we don't need that now, I'm telling you, this is the perfect time to be really getting this out. And really that inner guidance, that total mastery. James, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey and also your 21-day program.
Yes, the 21-day program that I call Soulfulness, that soulfulness that's operating from the fullness of soul, was a program that I designed in 2014 with the intention of helping the individual, everyone, to use the 21-day program for life transformation. There are some mind-body-spirit techniques in the book, okay, in the program. And everybody, it's a DIY. You take it from, you start on a Sunday, and you end 21 days later on a Saturday. During that period, you're going to engage with yourself, you know, via dreams, intuition, being able to see the future, being able to heal yourself spiritually. And at the end of the day, that's at the end of the 21 days, you will have stepped up in terms of life survival skills and happiness, love, and fulfillment, self-fulfillment. So that is what the soulfulness it's all about, just 21 days. For me, personally, I have used the same techniques for at least 50 years right now. I started very early, from the age of about 6. How it started for me at the age of 6 was being able to know things, you know, beyond the 5 senses. Let me give an example. You know, for instance, I'll see a pregnant woman just walking down the road, you know, and I'll say something like this to her. Your baby girl is going to be a beautiful woman.
Wow.
And my mom will be shocked. You know, she's walking with me and she's, hey, how did you know
you're
going to be a girl to start with?
Yeah, James, you had a gift very early on then, correct?
Yes, yes.
Wow. And you know, it's interesting because I'm actually doing a class right now that with one of our sponsors, Barbara Dowse, and it is Thinking Into Results. And you can really use your senses and think of, like, you can sense it and you can feel what you're talking about. So I love that.
Yeah, it's a reality. So all I've been trying to do for that 50 years since my age of 6, I'm 56 right now, is to be able to put all these things, all these phenomenal skill sets into a program that anybody and everybody can take it up and use it to enhance their creativity, their productivity, their I would say loving kindness, you know, because the ability to give love and all to yourself and to your community, it's paramount. Otherwise, you would not be happy, you know, whatever it is you do. You know, so the everybody, what I say is this. Some people may say, oh, you were able to know things since you were very young, or you're able to see the future. I do see the future, you know, quite often. But then I say everybody actually has the skills. Everybody has these resources within them, you know. But knowing how to tap into this, the well of resources is a major issue. And that is what soulfulness has been able to address.
Right, right. Now, Norman, what do you think of this? I know you probably use this with your clients all the time, right?
Yeah, one of the interventions that I have people intervene with stress is, like James was mentioning, in the soul, is actually kind of internally talking to yourself as far as, hey, I know this situation is getting out of hand. This is my stop sign of my reaction to say, hey, this is where I got to stop and get back on the right path. So I like what James is talking about of soul. And from where I'm coming from, that's actually also an intervention of talking to yourself when you're in that stress moment. Say, I need to take a deep breath. Just relax. It's going to be okay. And sometimes those simple things are, you know, work you out of a high stress situation.
Yeah, I love that. And really, you know what? We all have our own answers inside our body, inside of our mind, correct? And really, sometimes we're so taken by the outside of our people and our situations. And if we can just stay really grounded, we can know what's the right thing. Do you agree, James?
Yes, I do. Let me give an example. I 3 years ago, I met a lady. She had this issue of fibroid. Okay, she had fibroid, tissues, and she was having problem. Have been able to get, dates, dating life was zero for her, and she was so unhappy. Okay, so I met her and I say, hey, look, even though it may be very dark, okay, if you wake up at midnight and you look up, you don't see the sun. Okay, it's all dark, but that does not mean the sun is not in the sky.
Right.
Okay, yeah, so the ability to be able to step out of the situation and from a detached point of view to see that, look, this is just a situation. It's going to pass. It's going to pass. And mm-hmm. also to let people know that, look, we're not alone, okay? Because we have been brought up to rely on our body, mind, and emotions, that we forget that we are actually not the body, mind, and emotions. We are soul, okay? The problems that we believe that we have is actually the problem that the body, the mind, and emotions are going through. So, but we, as soul, we need to be able to detach from it and be able to look at it that, look, this is me. I'm having this situation, but then I can also move into a better situation. So those are the skill sets that are introduced in the program, Soulfulness, giving people the ability and the power to be able to move out of that so-called situation that's challenging and then move into a better one.
I love it. So let me ask you, you work one-on-one with people, correct? And how does that work?
Yes, I do, but I don't do too much of that because I already designed the program, 21 days, and it's a DIY so that anybody everywhere can just pick it up and they do it. And it's in a book form, it's audio form. And but I'm also, like I say, I'm available because we're in this world together, okay? Mm-hmm. We're in this together. And nobody should think that they are alone. You're not alone. We're all here for each other. So I'm always here to be of help. People can reach out to me. Yeah.
And James, you gave a couple books away for my listeners, so I definitely want to open up my line for that, 805-419-0008, and call in and get your book. Let me ask you, how can my listeners find out more about you? We have to have you back because we barely surfaced into what we're talking about here. But how can they find you and your website?
Okay,
and get your book?
My website is SoSinkingJames. That's TOSIN, N for nice. So TOSIN, King, KING, then James. JAMES.com.
Okay.
All,
James,
yes.
Thank you so much for being a guest here, and I look forward to having you back again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me. I look forward to coming back. Thank you.
You got it. Perfect. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Tim Alba, and we're going to talk about his book, Well Done, Mom and Dad. And it's actually really a practical guide to turn good intentions into legacies. And some of us, you know, I wish I would have had books like this when my kids were young, because there's some things I wish I could redo. So again, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Norman Thatcher is here with us. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, joining me is Norman Thatcher. He's the CEO of TNC Anger Management. And of course, we're going to be talking with him. And he is co-hosting. Doing a great job, Norman.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's a team effort. And like I've said in previous shows, I learn from all your guests and yourself also, so I enjoy those.
Well, thank you. We learn from you too. And of course, our next guest, I think you're going to really enjoy this, and I think this is really like another outlet of being well done, mom and dad. Can you ever, wouldn't it be amazing to actually have a practical guide to turn good intentions into legacies? And of course, Tim Alba is joining us. Tim, are you there?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, professionally, I've served for 3 decades plus as a financial executive and as an executive pastor. On a personal level, I just say I truly love to serve and lead people, and amazingly over time, hopefully learned a few success principles that I've learned at both work and home that have really begun to make a big difference in the lives of a lot of people. And it's a privilege to get to serve people in that way.
Right. Wow. And how did you come up with this book?
Well, the irony is that I didn't start out to write a parenting book. I actually was writing a leadership book for my kids because I wanted to help them learn how to choose well. But in the process, God stirred my heart for the need to be a different kind of a parent than what I was by default. I had to learn to be intentional and transparent and to connect with my kids where they are versus what, you know, how I'd be as a parent just by nature. And I had to learn how to nudge their rudder instead of always trying to steer their ship. Because it had to start with me, right? As I had to learn how to lead myself well in order to lead my family well and to not do what so many parents do nowadays, which is look back or with regrets and think, you know, wow, I wish I would have thought of these things sooner.
Now, that's really good. Norman, what's your thought on that?
Well, I think, you know, life experiences will always teach us things. And as you go forward, you just take those as learning experiences and, you know, move forward with them.
Exactly. Exactly. So let me ask you, what are we going to find in your book? And kind of there's something in there that says default choices in parenting. What do you mean exactly by that?
Well, I had to come to the place, Kim, where I had to ask and answer a simple question that my wife basically posed to me one day. And that is, will I be the parent that I prefer to be by default or the parent that my kids need me to be?
I like that.
From that one question, it's really simple, but boy, I wish I would have thought of that sooner. But at the end of the day, I finally began to realize through seminars that we teach and all this that came out of all this was really there's two kinds of parents. I call them default parents and well-done parents. And default is who we are just by nature. And there's so many, we're good parents with good intentions, right? But we live typically from crisis to crisis, and we live by default. And we try to break our little Susie's bad habits and fix her behavior and stop her drama. But the problem is that well-intended is not well done. And the second kind of parent that I finally learned that I need to be in helping families to become is what I call well-done parent, who turn those well-intended choices into children who hear well-done. So we're still working with Susie, but we try to learn to break her habits by bonding with her heart and to fix her behaviors by funneling her beliefs and to stop her drama by shaping her dreams. Because ultimately, right, we can't force, cajole, beg, sweet talk kids into embracing our values, our faith, our things that matter to us. But the point is, we can't force them, but we could help them to have, I think, what is the absolute key, which is to help them want it. And that's the key for my kids, is when I help them learn to want in their own unique way, right? Not to copy mom and dad. But how do I help them instill those values in them that they want for themselves that can change their life, not just try to get them to replicate mom and dad?
Now, I know it says here, do you think most of us get caught up in the tyranny of urgency? And now, I remember there was a lot of times that, like, my kids would ask if they wanted to go to a party, and I was like, I got that nervous parent feeling, and I was like, I'll think about it. And now my oldest daughter was like, the party was over by the time he thought about it, you know.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, you know, it doesn't feel good, but all my friends are going. And how do you answer those kind of things?
Well, it's a great question. In fact, it's almost as if I'm hearing my wife and I having the same conversation with our daughter Leslie,
who would get
mad at her mother for not letting her go to the parties that she wanted to, and now. As a 33-year-old mom with her own kids, she's going, now I get it, Mom. But kids aren't going to get it when they're 13 or 14, right?
No 14-year-old. And same with my daughter, Mom. Now that she has kids. She finally is like, Mom, I see how hard it is that you couldn't make those decisions. But there's got to be an easier way to say, you know what? I don't feel good with that. But it's more when you're anxious about it.
Yeah, it's really what I think is choosing up front that you're going to help your child as much as you can, help them to be compelling when they're 33 and 43, not just compliant when they're 3 or 13, is parenting for the long term. And that's what, frankly, this book that came of it is all about, is how do you have the vision and the character and the culture to help little Susie when she's 13 and she's never going to say, "Mom, I'm so mad at you for not instilling character in me as a 13-year-old, right? But the essence is guiding her through those choices instead of what I did initially, which was to just tell them no, or to the old, because I said so, right? All those kinds of things. And to really force ourselves to take the time at that time to walk them through the reasons for our choices. At the end of the day, we still have to just make the choice. I mean, there's certain things that we just can't let our kids always do it. But if all I ever do is try to tell them what they're going to do instead of helping them come to a place where they want it for themselves. So it really is unpacking the reasons behind what we're doing. We still have to have the chutzpah at times to otherwise make the call. But over time, it's helping kids, instilling them the trust in you, even if they can't understand it. They're learning. They don't have to just comply. They're learning that what you're doing is you're preparing them for the long term. So ultimately, sometimes there's no good answer, right? Their kids are never going to be happy with it. But at the end of the day, are they learning to trust you and the, you know, the reasons behind it, even if they can't understand it till they're 33 looking back and saying, "Thank you, Mom, now I get it." Because that's what we're shooting for, at least what I think. Yeah,
Norman, what's your thought? You deal with a lot of children that are angry at this point, right? Because you're anger management or stressed or anxious in their life. What's your thought on parenting and really the practical guides?
Well, from a personal perspective of being a parent myself and a grandparent, my personal is I like what Tim said about being long-term and seeing that your children will have trust in you. If you provide a hardworking, good, not a perfect world, but if they see a good, hardworking world, hopefully a lot of that will be instilled in them. From right now in my private practice, I am starting to see adolescence again, which I haven't seen for a while. And the interesting part about seeing, 15, 16, 17-year-olds is their problems with anger are not that much different than people at 30, 40, and 50.
Oh, interesting.
And so they're wanting techniques. Hey, how do I control myself without hitting somebody? So that's where, seeking help to, not end up in probation or something with the younger kids. That's the joy I get, because I take that kind of secondary parent sometimes to them and giving them advice and guidance.
There you go. I love it. Tim, how do we find your book and how do we get in touch with you?
TimAlba.com, T-I-M-A-L-B-A, TimAlba.com has you can get the book there. It's on Amazon, but you can go there. You also go to the website for the book. It's called WellDoneMomAndDad.com.
There you go.
You can get all the information there. If I may, I'll share one other quick story just in terms of application.
You know what? We'll have to have you back. We're on
such
a tight schedule, but I so appreciate what you've done, and I would love to have you back. Yeah. So thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone, and again, we'll have you back, Tim. Thank you again.
Very good. Thank you.
You got it. All right. All right, Norm, we are all about you. And that was interesting because, you know what, I really think there's no instruction to being a parent, is there?
No, not at all.
And, I mean, even there's not really instructions to, like you were saying, that was such a great point of some of the anxiousness or the anger management that is going on when they're young is the same as when they're older. So what can we do to handle our stress? And let's just talk a little bit about that.
Well, one of the top things, is from a personal level, how people handle stress is, like I said earlier, your internal thought process of knowing when things are not feeling right. You know, the aspects of the logical stuff. If you're at work, maybe take time out of work. Use your holidays. That's what they're there for. Use your vacation time. People don't like to use their vacation time for some reason. I just don't understand. But, you know, those are a couple of the other things. And what your first guest also said, James was saying, you know, we're not alone. And we're not. And that's one of my main pushes is talk to others. Mm-hmm. Make phone calls to family members, your friends. Everybody, you know, has, you know, I hope a positive support system. And if they don't, seek help with counselors and educators and therapists.
Right, right. And now you talk about some stress actually could be good, or is it all bad?
I think it can be good and bad. Basically, just to identify what stress is identified as is a physical or mental strain on us as an individual. 33% of adults will, report that they have stress in their life. I think that's actually a pretty low number. But as far as identifying the difference, good stress, I think there is such a term as good stress. And that's the approach people take to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to be internally tough with myself and not take this as a challenge to be weak, but take it on as a kind of it's a challenge. And people can, in short bursts, benefit from stress. Now, the flip side of that is the bad stress, where mentally you might feel this stress is overwhelming you and you feel defeated, you feel overwhelmed, and it's just like a big ocean wave just coming over your head and you have, you know, no recourse but physically survive. And so that's where I think there is a balance between and good and bad stress. But I hope that identified the differences.
Yeah. And you know what, I just also want to just share a couple of things too. You are actually do a lot of satisfied court mandates, right? And orders. So that's something that you work with too, right?
Correct.
You cope with anger, including road rage. We've talked about that in the past. And then really even developing communication skills to establish self-dialogue. And maybe somebody really can't express their feelings. That's something that you teach, correct?
That's correct.
Also, workplace violence and harassment, being bullied, that's something that you deal with, correct?
Yes, and I think that's something that's kind of overlooked because most people, when they come to work, you know, they might be complaining all day long about, you know, they make us do this, they make us do that, you know, this is too much to do, blah, blah, blah. And then our directors will have a staff meeting, get everybody together, give you the floor, and it's like crickets, not a word. Because
they're afraid to be... to stand out and say that they're not good enough or that they don't, correct?
Or they're in fear that they might lose their job.
That's true. That's true. And then, of course, manage stress, what we're talking about right now. Also, coping with the loss of a loved one, correct? That's a big stress and anger management. I mean, you know, you're angry because it happened to you, or, you know, you feel alone and you feel depressed. Those are all things that you also deal with?
I deal with the anger management of, even in death and dying, anger is one of the processes in that whole process. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do help people with that. But just to clarify, I'm not a therapist, but I do.
No,
do
right.
I just want
right.
to.
Start. Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that. And then adolescent behavior regarding anger and composure, that's kind of a big deal right there.
Yeah, just age-wise and just knowledge-wise, their coping skills. I used to work at an adolescent program with 12 to 17-year-olds, and their coping skill was literally, I'm going to go hit a wall. And literally come back to my office, and we'd have to either call and get them over to the ER because they have a broken hand or something. But their coping skill was so impaired that the only thing they knew how to do was hit and strike out. And I said, can you hit a pillow at least? And,
right, so you're not hurting yourself. Yeah.
We went to those cement walls. I can never understand that. But, you know, looking back, that was their mentality of a coping skill.
Right. And how can we diffuse it? How can they diffuse it when you're in that kind of a situation?
Well, the first thing is knowing your body and knowing your mind. Like, most people will have these kind of stop signs in building up towards a lashing out or a physical lashing out. And there's so many stop signs that people just like literally run through before they go from, okay, this really upset me. Okay, maybe I need to take a timeout, or maybe I need to take a breath, or maybe I just need to get something to eat. Maybe I need to call Kim. Maybe I need to, these are all small interventions that could stop this escalation from going forward. But some people I get, they zip through and just zip through all those stop signs and interventions and go straight to, you know, lashing out. And that's what my program is educating people on, is setting those boundaries on yourself to learn how to stop yourself from hurting yourself or hurting somebody else.
Got it. Again, give out your phone number, Norman, and you do such a good job. You've got such an even keel, and I think it's your experience of being around so many people and helping so many people in our community.
Well, that's part of the reason why I opened up the private practice. I have been in the mental health field for 30 years, yeah, it's a joy to watch people invest in themselves to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a joy. And as you get older, it just becomes more of a joy. It's kind of like hopefully leaving a little bit of your legacy with.
Exactly. I really agree with that. And, you know, I also want to say that you do a lot of groups now, and you can also do Zooming, so people can have it in their own comfort of their own homes, correct?
Correct. I do Zoom groups now. As far as Zooming, you know, usually it's a group of 2 to 6 people. It's mm-hmm. a small group. And some people choose that as over a one-to-one because they want to see other people's interactions and their expressions and their views. So that is an option. To give out my phone number to get that Zoom class is area code 818-264-6255. And like I said, the easier way is Animal L, putting the love back in your animal.
Love it. I love that. And really, that's really what it's all about, is emotional intelligence. Sometimes we just lack that because of maybe, you know, what you don't know, you don't know. Also, situations in our life that have really just been dealt our cards, and we need to know how to handle those and get through that. So, again, Norman, I love what you do. I love that you're a sponsor here on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, thank you so much for all of your knowledge and everything that you do for our community.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
All right. Well, we are going to be talking about transforming breast cancer care, and Solomon Moscovich is going to be sharing a little bit about that. So let's welcome him on.
You are the MBA GM of Oncology for Natera. Is that correct?
For Natera, yes. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, what we're going to be talking about.
Sure. I live in Northern California with my wife and two boys. And I've worked for Natera for about just over 10 years. Natera is a leader in genetic testing and medical diagnostics, informing medical decisions for people with cancer and also for pregnant women and for people with organ transplants. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so I'm here to talk with you about the importance of early detection and some remarkable new technologies that can help with that.
Well, and you also serve on the board of directors for Ronald McDonald House Charities. Actually, I did a little thing for them last year because they all came out into Ventura. So congratulations and thank you for what you do there.
Thank you. What an amazing organization that is.
It really is. It really is. I had an opportunity to be a part of that. And wow, good stuff. So anyways, who is at most risk for breast cancer?
Right. So statistics say about 1 in 8 women are expected to be diagnosed with breast cancer at some point during their lifetime. That's about 13%. But some people are at increased risk. Maybe because they have a family history or they may have inherited a mutation in a breast cancer gene that can increase risk up to 87% during their lifetime. Now, for most people, for most women, they're recommended to get an annual mammogram starting at the age of 45 to try and detect any cancer as early as possible. But for people who are at increased risk, they're recommended to have an annual MRI as well as an annual mammogram starting at an even earlier age. And the key here really is early detection.
Correct, correct. And now let me ask you, I know that like the Jewish religion, that's an increase, correct?
There are some groups of people who are at increased risk of inheriting that gene. And that does include people with Jewish background, especially Ashkenazi Jewish, and there are other groups as well. But, this is a gene that can appear for anybody, and so I strongly recommend talking to your doctor about whether you can get tested.
So let me ask you, if you go and get your routine mammogram, how would you know if you needed an extra one, or is that something like, who knows they have that?
All right, so the way to do it is to talk to your doctor about getting a test. There's a laboratory called Natera in California that offers testing for inherited genetic mutations, including that breast cancer gene. And that's a pretty simple blood test that is a single tube of blood, and you can get a result within a couple of weeks that can tell you if you're at increased risk. Now, that's for people largely who have not been diagnosed with breast cancer. But for people who have been diagnosed, in this case, it's really about learning as early as possible if the cancer is ever going to come back.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And so individuals who have significant history or breast cancer in their family obviously are higher risk developing this disease, correct?
That's right. Historically, people who have been indicated for testing for the breast cancer gene are those with a family history, especially anybody in the family who had a diagnosis at an early age. But times are changing. Many people who are carriers of the gene are not aware of a family history for multiple different potential reasons. So we believe it's important to get tested regardless of family history, and there are affordable testing options for everybody.
Okay. So for my listeners, just to go back over this, should everybody have this, or should they talk with their doctors and say, it's a Natera, correct?
That's correct. So the laboratory is called Natera. And about 1 in every 4 women who talk to their GYN physician already meet criteria for insurance coverage based on family history. So you should definitely check with your doctor. And if you're not one of those 1 in 4 women, again, there are great affordable options to find out if you also may be at risk, because many women are not aware of their own family history. And that's through a laboratory called okay. Natera.
Great. Solomon, thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show. And can you give us the website where we would go?
Sure. The website is natera.com. That's N-A-T-E-R-A.com.
There you go. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Stay well, and again, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, joining me is Melinda Emerson. And, of course, they call you the small biz lady. And, of course, wow, small biz expert, actually. And you are the media spokesman, spokeslady for Small Business Influencer. Please welcome and thank you so much for being here. And, of course, you also have a best-selling author of Become Your Own Boss in 12 months. That's quite a statement right there. So welcome and thank you so much for being a guest here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got the title.
Well, I've been in business for 22 years, and about 13 years ago, I decided that I wanted to use my superpowers to help other small business owners start and grow successful small businesses. So that's how I became the small business lady. But literally how I got the nickname was because I couldn't get my name on Twitter back in 2008. And so a friend of mine was helping me. She said, we got to come up with a nickname for you. And that's how I became the small business lady. And as we know now, that was probably the best marketing accident that ever happened to me.
I love that. I love that. And I love your superpowers. Who doesn't want superpowers? What are your superpowers?
Well, I consider myself a master content developer and marketing expert. So those are how I help small business owners across this world.
I love it. Okay. And so let me ask you, what are the stats? I know that you guys did some things that you sent out and you figured out about small businesses that were hit the hardest. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, over 100,000 small businesses have had to close their doors due to the pandemic, and minority and women business owners are disproportionate in that number. In fact, 20% of women business owners have remained closed, and over 50% of the remaining businesses that closed are owned by people of color. So it has been a tough time, and a lot of these guys are still trying to claw their way out from what happened during the pandemic.
So tips for any of these small businesses or using digital tools to succeed. What's your thought on that?
Well, you know, people were struggling with their digital pivot. That's why things were so difficult during the pandemic. In fact, small business owners that didn't have digital tools such as e-commerce capabilities, cybersecurity protocols, or even an email list to communicate with their customers really had to figure out how to adopt quickly. And it was such a pressure cooker time. You know, people really struggled. So the cool thing is Verizon has now created an amazing resource that is completely free for small businesses to get these digital training. So it's called Verizon Small Business Digital Ready, and it's a free new online curriculum that gives small business owners the tools they need to succeed in today's digital world. And the curriculum includes an exclusive series of learning modules, expert coaching, and peer networking opportunities to propel your small business forward. And learning modules are things like search engine optimization or developing content that matters, which was actually taught by me on the platform. There's also the one-on-one coaching and mentorship and counseling is available as well.
I love it. And what are we going to find in your book? Because I love that book, 12 Months, right?
Yeah, Become Your Own Boss, 12 Months.
Boss.
Yeah, I have a lot of the same online training materials in the book as well because marketing has gotten really complicated. So I spent a lot of time on how to sell online, how to develop a sales process, how to sell on Amazon, how to buy ads on Amazon or for your own website, So there's a lot of information in there about developing your sales and your online marketing strategies. So I'm really proud of it. But, you know, inside the Verizon curriculum, they've got 30-plus courses on everything you might need, whether it's building your personal brand, getting started with e-commerce, getting started with email, everything you need. And the courses are just 30 to 35 minutes. So people have some time that they can dive in there and get some really good training.
I love this. I love this. So where do my listeners find this? I'm going to go check it out, too. I love anything that can better your life, your business, you know, and your productivity.
Absolutely. So if you go to Verizon.com/smallbusinessdigitalready, you can get signed up. And here's the great part. If you take two courses on the program, or if you participate in two mentoring sessions, you have the chance to become eligible for a $10,000 grant. So not only are they giving you the curriculum, they're giving you the cash to grow your business as well.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. And again, thank you so much for being a guest here. I'd love to have you back and talk about your book. And
I would love to come back. I would love to come back.
Hey, let's connect again. And again, I love this sharing great stuff for my listeners and how to really grow their small businesses so they can become superpowered women and men in our lives, right? So I love that, superpowered.
Absolutely. Again,
thank you so much. I'm Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady. Love that marketing strategy right there. So again, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a really great rest of your day.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Good morning and welcome. Our next guest is Vicki Green. She is the president of Pearson GED Testing Services. And, of course, many of us are going through this, but as we recover from the pandemic, women have seen their careers disproportionated and impacted, leading them to a hard look at their future in their current job. So let's welcome Vicki Green. Vicki, are you there?
Hi, yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Talk to us a little bit about what you survey that you ran and a little bit about the impact that that women are going through.
Yes, absolutely. So we at Pearson were really interested in how the pandemic was impacting women. And so we did a survey with over 6,000 women globally over the age of 18 who are currently employed or actively looking for work. And we really wanted to understand how the pandemic has impacted their lives, their career, and really their communities. And what we found was that overwhelming, the majority of women, over 80% of them, are using the pandemic as an opportunity to really evaluate their lives and their careers. And we found that in their survey, 70% of women say that the COVID pandemic has really made them rethink their overall career path. And in fact, half of the women are going to make a career change in the next 6 months. And so I think really what the survey is telling each and every one of us is that women are really betting on themselves and they're really betting on their future. And they want to be in charge of what lies ahead for them when it comes to their career path.
I love that. You know, it's funny because I've been a hair therapist and all the salons closed down as well as radio. And it is a time. It's kind of a time to pause and pivot. And most of the women, because I'm in a lot of women media groups, that is what we've all kind of taken a look and said, you know, it kind of goes back to if it's meant to be, it's up to me. But we've kind of figured out Where's our place again and what, you know, where we're going. So I love this. So let me ask you, as a leader in a large organization working parent and woman, what findings stood out to you the most?
Yeah, you know, for me, I felt that I connected with so many of the survey results, being a mom of three and being a leader at Pearson. But I think when you look at the data, you know, to me, the top three things that really stood out for me is that women are really taking on so much more of the financial burden of their households. And I think in that financial burden, it also bears that they really are looking for flexibility and they want to succeed in all the demands, both work and at home. And we also, I think what's also evolved a lot over this pandemic, and probably even before the pandemic, but I think the pandemic made it more clear, was that we also recognize that we have to take care of ourselves from a mental health perspective. We have to be in a situation where we are supported not only in our homes, but also by our employers, knowing that there's a lot of things that are impacting our day-to-day lives.
I love that. And we don't, sometimes we're last on the list. We make sure everybody else has cut the school, and then ours is like, oh, wait, you know. So I love this. For women balancing work and children, can you offer them through this kind of difficult time? I think it's, you know, things have changed so much, and it's a different look going back into life.
Yeah, you know, again, I think that you're absolutely right. There's this is a time for so much many of us to just take that pause. And again, I think not surprising to you, or probably to many, is that over, you know, 38%, almost 40% of women said that the financial stability is their number one biggest stressor. And, you know, along with avoiding COVID at work and maintaining their mental health closely behind. But women want to be paid, and they want to be paid a desirable salary. And really close right behind that is flexibility. We have to make sure that women are in a position, and they want to be in a position, where they don't have to choose between being really good at my job and being a really good mom. And so, again, I think those are the things that resonated in it. And I also think that one of the data points for me was the Gen Z women. They were really, they want a competitive salary, they want flexibility, but really what they said is they want mental health resources along with their pay. You know, again, this is something that wasn't negotiable for them. They want to make sure that the employers are offering training and sexual harassment, preventing sexual harassment, and fostering diversity, equity, and inclusion. So I think what the survey is saying is that all women want to take charge of who they are and their future careers, and all having different priorities, but really financial stability and flexibility and mental health being the top of that.
I love that. Where can we find out more about the Pearson Global Learner survey and get more information?
Yes, absolutely. I would love for you and for everyone to see all of the survey results, and you can find that at plc.pearson.com.
Great. And Vicki Green, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay well, and keep doing a great job. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So again, Norman Thatcher, TNT Anger Management, it's always a pleasure to have you and to have your knowledge to share with our listeners. Give out your phone number one more time.
My phone number is area code 818-264-6255, Animal Elf.
There you go. And your website?
www.tntams.com.
There you go. All right. Thank you again. And thank you to all of our listeners for being here for many, many years. And again, to all of our sponsors, I do want to do a shout out. We have a new sponsor, Doug Ridley Defense, located in Moore Park. And we're going to hear a little bit more about him and his whole group. And again, if there's something that you want to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, please reach out. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Be thankful for what you have. Then you'll end up with having more. With that, thank you, Norman. Thank you, everyone. And have a great rest of your weekend.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. 'Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through.